Okay, back. Got to look for all you people out there. That's a long ways away. So here we go. Going to come more into your body with your spirit. So we'll count to 10 as you come in. Might feel some tingles, some warmth. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you see how you feel? And you should be a little more energized. Let's bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. So we're going to bring in the non-gender light beam. I normally bring in the males or females, but we'll bring in the non-gender. So here we go. Coming in. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it feels like it's starting to activate now. So we'll just bring it in a little better. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how's that feel to you, Sylvia?
It feels wonderful. It's just a great feeling when they come in like that. Very heart-centering and great. And I wanted to actually mention something that was so interesting a bit earlier when you were doing the entity removal and you did the lower half of the body and then had everyone get up and walk around. And I really noticed that time as I was walking that the bottom half of my body felt very different than the upper half. It was very light and just moved with a great deal of ease. And then it was like, oh, I really want the upper half done now, too, because I could really feel the difference. So that was great. I hope anyone out there who would like to share their experience with us, what happened to them when they were walking around, could go ahead and type that on the fast chat so we can talk about that. So back
and if
to you.
You want to call in, too, call in. We'll accept phone calls today, too, if you people want to do that. So what kind of healing should we do next, Sylvia?
We have quite a few requests and questions on the fast chat, so maybe we could just take those up.
Okay.
Let's see. So we have a question that was, what percentage of divine spirit has the Earth Spirit reclaimed to date?
To date, feels like about 28%.
Okay, great. And let's see, I think there was a continuation of that same question a little bit later on. Okay, yes. How soon will the Earth Spirit embody the new planet, eight-dimension consciousness?
Well, that's after the ascension. That's where it's going. So what we know now is the Earth Spirit will be no longer with the blueprint of the Earth and going to its newly created blueprint, which it did, I think it finished it probably about a year and a half ago or something like that. So it's already created, just waiting for the ascension to leave to re-manifest a blueprint out there in the universe of light. So it's leaving 3D as we know it, okay, because it doesn't want to be in the negativity any longer. It's been here, done that so many times. This is much like your body. Your body has been here genetically for all these times. It would like to evolve, too, much like the Earth Spirit wants to leave. So it's up to you, you know, but you can take your body with you. This is the only difference. It can't take the planet Earth with it to another dimension because it will not sustain life there. It has to have a new blueprint to do that. body is able to resonate with her spirit in 8D if you choose to do that. Actually, if for some reason another spirit decides to manifest, you know, a 3D planet like this one, identical to this one, with cars on it and everything else, your physical body and the life forms on it that are physical will not be able to sustain life because the spirit that would be in the earth will not resonate to your body frequency of the creation of your body. And for the spirit of the planet keeps your body living. And this is the whole process because it created you out of the elements here. So it has that spirit frequency in it. And after that, the spirit of the earth leaves, no longer sustain any life form that we know of now, that physical, like dogs and cats and animals and humans, because it cannot do that. And no other spirit could come in to do it either because it would not resonate to you. Remember, your body is a pretty old organism here. So this is why you have the chance, you know, how much do you love your body to like to have it ascend. People don't necessarily love their body that much to do the work to have it leave here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I wanted to say thank you to Stacy for asking those two questions. That was very good. And let's see, we have Karen commenting on how she really felt that work that you did, Ron, on the feet when you were working on the entity release there. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Karen, for letting us know that. And I think earlier Karen actually was asking for if we could have a chakra opening.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we'll go to your heart chakra first and reposition that. Remember, it goes out of alignment because of people's thoughts, psychic attack energy. It's all the same thing. New Age movement philosophy is that. Have your mind create your reality by taking away the free will of someone else. So here we go. Mission heart, chakra, there we go, it's perfect. Throat chakra, that feels good. Third eye, feels good. And now we're moving down below the heart to your power center. And there's quite a bit of movement here in a lot of you, so some of you have lost some of your personal power. So here we go, bring that around. Perfect. Second chakra, that's good. And first chakra. Great. Now we'll do an opening if you wish. Like I say, if you're in a quiet room in a peaceful place, you may want to have your chakras a little more open. It'll give you more healing energy, and it may make you maybe slightly a little more aware of your surroundings. But if you're in a noisy place, a lot of distractions, and maybe people, kids around, you may not wish to have this done. So this is your choice. But we go body with the chakra energy. Normally, it's probably a couple inches to maybe 4 inches in diameter. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to increase it. Spin, 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 open. Up to your throat. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. So let's open up the energy of your ankles for everybody. You have chakras there, so we're going to do the ankles first here. Left ankle, moving that around, good. Right ankle, moving that around. A little bit off in some people. Okay, go on to your knees. Left knee, good, right knee, okay, and go to your left hip, and right hip, okay, let's go down to your toes, so your little toe, this is on both feet now, and the next toe over, okay, and your center toe. And the next one, next to your big toe. And now your big toe. There we go. So let's do an opening now for all these chakras at one time. So here we go. Spin, 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 spin. spin. A lot of energy is flowing here. Spin. Open. Okay. And how's that feel, Sylvia? Any comments on the fast chat? Or anybody like to call in to comment?
Oh, it's amazing how, you don't necessarily think of yourself as not having energy in your body until the chakras open up like that, and then it increases so much. That's amazing. Let's see. Comment, please, anyone, if you'd like to on that. And in the meantime, we'll take up some of these other questions that people have asked tonight. Let's see.
I think we have the heart mind drop if you want to do that here, but we can do a question. Let's do a question first here, the heart mind drop.
Okay. We have Mike asking about this Sunday's special 8-hour healing intensive conference call. And about what time that is going to be at.
Okay. So, everybody, listen, I'm changing the date on it because of the 4th of July weekend. So, let's move that back 1 week. So, it'll be the second Sunday. So, we're changing that. We had a lot of requests from people that they just can't get on it because of that, and they wanted to be on it rather than being on absentee. So, we're moving it to the following Sunday. And for me, that's just fine. I'll like that just as well. And the time will be 10 o'clock Pacific time when it starts. It'll be an 8-hour call. And that would be, naturally 1 o'clock Eastern, 3 hours later. So let's do the heart-to-mind drop here. And we'll be sending out emails probably next week here. End of this week. So if you haven't been on the email list and you wish to, just scroll down on the bottom of the BBS screen, type in your email, and then you must click on it when it gets returned to you that you want to be on our email list. Otherwise, we won't be able to put you on it. So you have to confirm that you received it. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. Think of an elevator, and the 10th floor is your forehead. So this would be the thoughts that you think with. We'll just make it very simple. And the first floor is your heart. And when we drop you down, you're going to feel the energy move. For most people, they feel it. Don't feel it. Just think a thought. And you're going to know that you're there if your thoughts come from your chest area. It's quite a profound experience if you haven't had this before. And all of a sudden, you feel that, your head's out of the way and you can feel the same energy of the words and the thoughts in your chest cavity, in your heart. So here we go, dropping down. Just want to relax, close your eyes. And this you should be doing yourself, like I say, daily. Do it, maybe 3-4 times a day. May not be able to hold it long enough at first. May only be able to hold it there for maybe 15 seconds. And as you do it more and more, then you're going to become more heart connected. And maybe after doing it for maybe a couple of weeks or more, maybe you can stay there for 5 minutes, which would be wonderful. And just keep doing it, and it'll just grow. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel and sense your thoughts in your heart center. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, before we completely leave the topic of the special July clearings, I think Marie is asking when the links will be up on the website for the July call, so I guess she means so that you can go on and use PayPal to pay for it.
yeah, hopefully that'll be on within about 3 days here.
Okay, great.
Look at those. If not, it'll be the first part of next week.
We also had an interesting question from Marie, I guess, referring to doing the online healings on your website, Ron, when the light being is up in front of her. She's been seeing it, the light being kind of blink in and out really fast, and was wondering if there is a meaning to that or why that happens.
A lot of people have actually seen the light being change facial expressions. Sometimes, you know, it looks happier more times. Sometimes it can look kind of sad, depending on what type of clearing you're doing. So it is a conscious being looking at you. So I would just say that you're just experiencing the light being in the moment as it's experiencing you in the moment. And that's what I would probably say to answer the question like that.
Is it possible that someone might be seeing the frequency on and off and on and off as they're here? Or?
Yeah, and it could be validation that it's actually doing that also, that it's here.
Oh, yeah, like giving an indication. That's great.
A validation of that, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's see, I think we had Pauline asking a while back if you could explain what the quarantine body clearing is all about and maybe do a sample of that.
That's a little harder to do because the quarantine bodies are what the dark side has, you know, energetic life forms in or too much negativity. So everybody has quarantine bodies, so I'll just describe what that is. And this is what these conference calls that we do, the 8-hour marathons, help the healing process on these. So what happens is because the dark side connects to our energetic bodies and they put implants into them, we'll say they you know, have mind control transmissions. There are different things in our DNA. There's the alien parasites and worms and shapeshifters, and all these things can attach to these bodies. These are invisible bodies that we have that are incorporated in our physical makeup. So what happens is as these bodies get corrupted, they cannot and no longer go to the light ship because the light ship cannot be contaminated with another particular race of aliens that they didn't create or that was too negative, carrying negative energy of judgment. And or they cannot bring them on because they because they took part of your pieces of these bodies and they stole them. So what happens is the quarantine room that's outside of the light ship is where these bodies go to. So when you go to the light ship on the conference calls, the parts of you that are corrupted, full of negativity, filled full of these critters and creatures, go to the outside of the light ship. The part of you that is uncorruptible then can go to the light ship for healing. And this is one major reason why people don't heal is because these bodies never have a chance to have pure light put back into them again because they have been corrupted from the past. So the light ship does work on them outside. This is what these 8-hour conference calls is all about, is to bring them back to integrity. And they do work with these energies outside the light ship to help you. Once they get these energies released from them, that these corrupted bodies then can go after they're healed, go back to the light ship, and then you have more of your energetic self with you. So this is your body energy, okay? And this also happens hand in hand with your spirit. And parts of your spirit can also be corrupted. And this is what these sessions are so wonderful, to heal your body and your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope I answered the question for Pauline. If not, she could retype something in again and ask if she wants me to speak with.
Okay, so I think just to recap, because Larry was also asking about this as regards, like, why would you take corrupted bodies to the light ship? So as I understand it now, when we go to the light ship, you know, they're taking us up in our whole, our whole state of how we are right now. But then they don't allow those certain energetic bodies that have been corrupted into the light ship because they wouldn't want that dark energy onto the light ship, of course. And so those go into that quarantine area where they can work in those areas, which is what is a lot of what's being done when you do your special 8-hour calls on those weekends, like 3 weekends coming up this month. So those particular bodies that are in quarantine can be worked on in that way. And also, Ron, you do individual sessions with people sometimes to actually work on those particular bodies that they have that would normally be getting quarantined if they tried to go to the ship because of what's been corrupted in those bodies, and you work to clear those things out. So is there anything you want to add to that in answer to Larry's question?
Yeah. So what happens is when you do go to the light ship, you are taking up there, so your whole body physically goes. But before you step into the light ship, they scan you outside of the light ship, and those bodies, the parts of you, maybe have a finger that is corrupted. That finger stays, and the blueprint of that stays outside of the light ship. So if you have a finger problem, it will never go to the light ship because it can't, because it's corrupted. The light ship will eventually work on it, which is why we have these calls. And so, you know, if you had a finger problem, and we'll say that you went on, you know, some of these 8-hour calls in the past, and you went on the ones maybe that we're doing now, and you still have a finger problem, then I would say contact me, and we'll do a special 1-hour healing session on your finger, and we'll go deeper and see what's wrong with your finger, we'll say, and find out why the body's corrupted. You know, maybe your spirit was stolen by the darkness, and so in some lifetime, maybe, say, 30,000 years ago. So that finger from your spirit is the body that it lived in. Maybe the dark side took the finger and your spirit away to some dark side universe. So you never have your spirit in your finger. Well, you're never going to get a healing because you have to have your spirit with your finger. So we can look for that, and we can do that within an hour session. And an hour session would find your finger, but we would look for it and see why it's not healing. Also, you have past life stuff going on, so you want to have clearings for that. Clearings, say it for the same process with your finger. And so many things. You may have a problem with having parallel lifetimes where you have finger problems. So there's many issues. It'd be nice to have it very straightforward, you know, in black and white. You know, you go from square A to square B, but we have to go from square A to square Z to figure out what's going on with you and why a healing may not be working, because the light ship is doing that, everything in integrity, including your spirit, to have the healing. So this is why I recommend everybody going on to the dark side practitioner clearing or doing mind control transmissions to you and things, you know, like that. And dark side practitioners are actually doing the dark arts to connect to you. Those energy pools get released from you. And this could be why people aren't healing either. So there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on. And it's up to you to be conscious enough to try to figure out, you know, what's going on in your life and kind of look at your life and see patterns. Patterns will help you do the healings once I know what's going on with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We had a heel on the fast chat, and they were asking, they said that you mentioned on a previous radio program, he or she caught something about you saying that Jesus' energy is stronger now on Earth than it was before, and she, I guess, wanted to know what that was all about.
Okay, because everybody on this planet is living in the time-framed reality, okay? We're living in time with our bodies. And so what they did, the dark side did, was they took Jesus out of the calendar, so to speak, because there was no point of reference, because everything went from AD to BC. okay, or you just BC to AD. So there was really no chronological time for him to actually live because they took it out. They've used, you know, the after death. They talked about before death, and they said, well, Jesus lived for, let's say, we'll just make it simple, 100 years, and everything after 100 years would be A.D., then he would exist. It was not allowed to come into timeline that we live in. So the light ship brought the energy of Jesus back again. So that's a great help for myself because I can now bounce back and forth in 2,000 years and close the gap up and the energy back there to now because I was unable to anchor anything to this to the planet with light because it wasn't available. So it's very good to have that energy here. It's not necessarily Jesus' energy. So I want to just talk about that a little bit. People somehow don't understand. He was just here to bring an energy. But mainly the light ship was here who brought the energy here. So the light ship had no way to bring into the earth plane the energy that was here years ago because the person who they used for the conduit was omitted. So not necessarily that Jesus is stronger now. No, it's the fact that the energy from 2,000 years ago now can be incorporated into the timeline. Hope that is clear for people. Because without the light ship, there'd be no Jesus. And without Jesus being here, the light ship had no way to bring in the energy to the planet, to connect to the planet, to connect the teachings and everything else. So it's just Jesus was like the messenger, much like what I am in this lifetime, to bring in the energy. And that's basically what it is. So in order to have light here, it has to be anchored. And it has to come through an individual that was here. Princess Diana was here, anchoring the energy for compassion and love. And that was her role in that compassion energy, which is what she's remembered for. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We had Kimberly asking if we could do a sample of the magnetic body alignment clearing.
Okay, this is a fun one. So here we go. We are going to work with one of your invisible bodies. And remember, the dark side turns these. This is kind of much like we work with your chakras. You know, we do the chakra alignment, moving the chakras around. This is kind of similar here. So I want everybody just to feel the energy if you possibly can. And here we go. We're going to take one of your bodies. Your spirit's going to select which one it needs to do. And they could be out, you know, many, many degrees, you know, 500 degrees, 800 degrees, you know, even like, you know, as low as 50 degrees or 20. But what I'm going to do is have your spirit select one. Remember, these healings work with your spirit and through your spirit. And here we go. First body, we're going to move that back to, in a sense, back toward wholeness. It won't be complete because normally your bodies are much more than 20 degrees out. So here we go. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just kind of sense, see how your body is responding to this here. And most people actually feel the inside of their body physically turn. Okay, next one here, another body that your spirit's selecting to do. Going to move that one 20 degrees, so 20, 19, 18, 17, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And here we go again, another body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there's three bodies that are brought closer to being in harmony, in alignment with your spirit energy. So you may feel a slight change. Remember, if it's 300 degrees off, now it's going to be 280 degrees off. So even though it may appear to you to be just a little bit, it means a lot. So here we go. We'll do one more for you. Again, your spirit selecting the particular body that it wants to do this with. Remember, all these healings work with your spirit. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
All righty, let's see. We had, I think it was Pauline was asking, if you do the light infusion chamber clearing online, can that help to clear any of the quarantined bodies?
No, that one cannot. Because they're only working with you on the light chip. It's not working outside, you know, of the light chip with that. Bodies are still put in quarantine, but they're not working with it. Light infusion chambers to work with what goes into the light chip.
Okay, and I believe it was Lori that was asking if we could have a sample of the light infusion chamber.
Yeah, we can do this here for about a half a minute here. Here we go. So everybody just get ready. And this is also online. If you wish to do it online here, you can use PayPal to connect with it. Here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll be on the light ship and not work on the archives. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're there right now. Request a healing. And you might feel a lot of energy coming through your body right now. Okay. And I will come back from the light ship. And we're coming back right now, and now we're here. Okay, that's a quick sample. When I go to the expos, we normally go into the chamber for 5 minutes. That's about all your body can actually handle with energy for probably 90% of the people, because it's very, very strong. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. Let's see. Pauline was asking about... I can't see the question anymore, but it had to do with what helps us to become more heart-centered more of the time, and would that be the mind-to-heart connection clearing or the mind-interference clearing? Which would help with that the most?
I would say probably the mind-interference clearing. That's how the dark side connects with our mind and helps to energize those blueprints of negativity in us. So that's what I would probably recommend maybe having first. All the healings sometimes can overlap slightly, and it's kind of harder times for me to actually figure out which one people need. I can figure it out, but so many that most people are intuitive to anyway that they're going to figure out after they had a few clearings which one they want to have next, and their spirit is talking to them. So that's the best way to do clearings, and you have to start off with the emotional one first, although you can do the clearings like the death barcode one that'll be coming online shortly here, and a few other ones that you can do, any of the dark side ones like dark side practitioner, clone bodies, clone planets, you can do that one too. Also do the planetary clearing to get rid of the natal chart energy off of you and the negativity that brings forth of all the thousands of planets courting your physical body, so you're like a pincushion. I'll have to do a sample of that here. So here we go. This will be a planetary sample clearing. Weigh the first planet from you. Remember your spirit selecting which one needs to be disconnected. for one cleared, for two cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. So you should feel a little different, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. It looks like our time is kind of getting close here to the end.
Yeah, I think we got on a little late, so I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more questions quickly. Stacy is asking, what percentage of our bodies are able to enter the light ship?
For everybody, it's a little different. I would say I'm reading what's happened since I started working with people from 2005 to now. Some people have had about 8% of their body, physical body, up there. And I would say that the highest percentage of a physical body in the light ship as of to date would be probably about maybe 72%. This is why the clearings are so important.
Would you say, Ron, that particularly these clearings that are coming up, the 3 8-hour intensives, will have to do with that?
Yes, because we are in quarantine and they are helping you back into integrity.
Wonderful. Well, we have Mark on the fast chat saying, wow, that sample light infusion was great. And I would have to say, yes, it was. And Heal is saying, warming up, too hot. So, yeah, I mean, when you go in at the expos, it's just amazing to be in, you know, 5 minutes at a time. As you can imagine, experiencing it just for 30 seconds was so incredible. So, well, our time is up. We'll be back on Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time, because we're on Station 2 on Friday night, and the Station 2 shows always start like 5 minutes early. So just hop on to Station 2, and we'll see you Friday night at 5 to 7. And, yeah, connect with Ron and get on his conference calls and schedule for these upcoming Sunday intensive. So just to recap those dates, it's not happening starting this Sunday, the 5th, due to the holiday. So that would make it the 12th, 19th, and 26th. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so plenty of time to connect with Ron for that. And I'll just say goodnight and blessings to all and turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, I'll say the same thing. We'll bring in the energy in the light being right now. From the non-gender, we'll bring in some nice peace energy here, and I'll activate that as the show ends here. And if you want to be a sponsor, you know, it's $60, and you're on the light ship, and light beings are with you as you're a sponsor on the show. So it's quite an awesome experience. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and enjoy the peace energy. It'll be with you for the next, say, half an hour, or half past the hour coming through the light beam. So blessings, and good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.